So I'm preaching on the, I'm continuing, Pastor Mark asked me to continue where he left, and I thank you for Pastor Mark. I enjoy the friendship that we have. I also thank General, I call him General Al and the wife for God using them to build the foundation of this house that I have the opportunity to stand before you. I'm humble to be a blessing in this place. Amen. So I'm preaching on the fruit of the Spirit and subtitle peace. Now, but before I go to the main key scripture in Galatians, I want us to go to John 15. When I was preparing my message, the Holy Spirit took me to John. John chapter 15, I'm reading from 1 to 19. He said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that he may bear more fruit. You are already clean before the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit, I want you to know, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bear much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Hallelujah. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and it withers. And they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me, and my word abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you may be my disciple. Hallelujah. Now, without the vine, the branch cannot bear fruit. And the Bible here was talking about we being the branch. Now, I'm talking about the fruit of the Spirit. But before that, I want to just wet the waters, so to speak, a little bit. That there is nothing that you can do without the Holy Spirit. It is the Holy Spirit. Bible says the Holy Spirit is the one that gives, that empowers, that works within us to bear the fruit of the Spirit. We're talking about different kinds of the fruit. Now, if you read, you have a good Bible, you realize that the Holy Spirit talked about the giftings of the Holy Spirit, which is plural. But when you come to the gifting, it is one. You check, he said, for the fruit of the Spirit, not the Spirit. It's there in your Bible. So everything that God talks about, the fruit of the Spirit, the believer has the ability to bear those fruits. But you cannot bear by your own. You have to rely on the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. For Bible says that it is not by might and it's not by power, but by the Spirit of the living God. You can walk with God, but except you abide in the vine. Hallelujah. As a Christian, as you know that it is not again by might and it's not by power, but it's by the Spirit of the living God. Hallelujah. If you read, let's go back to that scripture again. I just want to emphasize on a few things, then we'll move to my main scripture. Hallelujah. If you look at verse 7 of John 15, it said, if you abide in me first, and my word abide in you, hallelujah, and my word abide in you. In other words, you cannot bear the fruit except you abide in the vine. You cannot do it by your strength. I can tell you, no matter how long you have been a believer, and if you were born again today, you cannot bear the fruit. Except the Holy Spirit give you that opportunity, gives you the ability. Except the Holy Spirit give you the strength to be able to do that. Just like Paul, he said, the very things that I'm asked to do, those are the things that I'm not able to do. But the very things that I'm not supposed to do, those are the things that I keep doing. Hallelujah. And so it is very important that we abide in God. Abide in the vine. Abide in his house. Abide in him. Now, the point is, how do you abide in God? If you read down in verse 9, it talks about abiding in his love. Hallelujah. Go down in verse 9. It talks about abiding in his love. Hallelujah. Abiding in his love. Because when you are able to abide in his love, then you have the fullness of the ability to be able to bear the fruit of the Spirit, to bear that peace that God is talking about. Hallelujah. Just like the fruit of the tree, it takes diligence, it takes constant watering, it takes constant patience to see the fruit. Again, the branch does not bear the fruit. Hallelujah. It is the vine that gives the branch the opportunity to bear the fruit. It takes constant diligence. It takes constant dwelling in the presence of God. Hallelujah. It takes constant fixing your eyes on God. It takes constant reading the word of God. It takes constant fellowship to bear that fruit. Because without that, you cannot do anything. Hallelujah. The only time the believer can bear fruit is when he abides again. Now, again, let's move to the main scripture, Galatians chapter 5. That is where we begin to preach. I just gave you this to introduce you to the my message. Galatians chapter 5. I'm reading from verse 5 to 22. It says, by the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such, there is no law. Hallelujah. When I did my research, I realized that I was surprised because the word peace in this context in the Greek says erini, the Jewish pronunciation, erini. Now, if you look at the verb of this word, it's eron. In other words, it means joining together. I was amazed. I said, peace, it means joining together. Jesus came down here on earth to join. He did two things. To join us back to God. Reconcile us back to God. And there is another thing that Jesus did. Jesus reconciled. He said, in my body there is no Jew and there is no Gentile. Talking about peace. So in the whole message of God, the whole ministry of Jesus here on earth, he talks about joining, he talks about reconciliation, he talks about having that commune, having that joy, that connection with your God and with man. He said, He said, for God so loved the world that he gave, that whosoever believeth should not perish, but have everlasting life. God's mind, God's willingness, that none of us, that whether Jew, whether Greek, whether Hebrew, whoever it is, we will join together in peace. Again, remember, peace is joining. That's what the Hebrew say. It goes beyond, even in the Hebrew, shalom. I was looking at shalom, I said, oh my God. It goes beyond that. When you see the Jew man, they say shalom. Peace. They always greet with that. It means deep. As I go further, I'm going to explain a little bit what shalom means. Hallelujah. God wants to bind us together because he knows that in the unity, in the Aaron, in the Aaron, that is where the presence of God comes down. Now, when the apostles were in the upper room praying and seeking the face of God, Bible said they were with one accord. They were joined together. They were in union together. And because of that, the Holy Spirit descends so strong among them. God does not want us to be separated. God want peace. God want unity. God want oneness. God want us to be able to relate to each other because that is the fruit of the Spirit. That is the fruit of the Spirit. Aaron to joy. Hallelujah. He want us to live in peace. He wants us to live neater together. I want us to open our Bibles to Ephesians chapter 2. I'm reading from verse 14. For he himself, he is our peace. Who are we following? Jesus Christ. What is the Bible saying? It said he himself is our peace. He is the Prince of Peace. He is the embodiment of peace. He is the totality of peace. His life radiates the peace. Hallelujah. And so when he wants us to bear the fruit of the Spirit, child of God, you cannot do it by your strength. You have to rely on the Holy Spirit to give you the ability and the strength to be able to walk that walk, to be able to, fulfill the fruit of the Spirit or to bear the fruit of the Spirit. Hallelujah. You cannot do it by yourself. It takes constant dwelling in his presence. Olga told us that a little bit dwelling in his presence, a little bit waiting in his presence, a little bit pushing in his presence, a little bit communion with his presence, a little bit having fellowship with God, a constant relationship with God, a personal relationship with God, that you don't come to church only on Sunday and say, oh, that's okay, and go about your business. Spending that time with God and commune with God and say, God, I'm here. Lord, talk to me. Lord, speak to me. Lord, I want to bear the fruit of the Spirit, but I cannot do it by my my own. I need you, Lord. I need your strength. I need your grace. I need your favor. That is what dwelling is all about. Dwelling and allowing the word. When you dwell, you allow the word to water you. Hallelujah. I nearly missed my scripture in Ephesians. Let's go back to Ephesians again. It said, for he himself is our peace, who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of separation. Have abolished in his flesh the enmity, that is the law of the commandments, contained in ordinance, so as to create in himself one new man from the two, that's making peace in one body through the cross. Hallelujah. Some scriptures you see, they're talking about the Jews and the Gentile. I have the New King James, but I love the New King James. So, amen. So we see what Jesus came to do. He never wants us to be separated. Again, he wants the peace. Peace is very important. He's the embodiment of peace, like I said. He wants to join us together. Hallelujah. He wants the shalom to be our portion. He wants us to have the anointing. Child of God, God will not come, will not bring the anointing down if there is no unity. I can tell you that. I don't care how eloquent you are, you need the anointing. Without the anointing, you can't do anything. That is why the apostles have to wait for the right time for the anointing to be released. And Peter, who was afraid, he received boldness to do the things that he couldn't do. Hallelujah. Without unity, there is no peace. Bible says he is the peace that passes all understanding. Your word cannot give you peace. Your eloquence cannot give you peace. Your intelligence cannot give you peace. Bible says God makes the foolish of this world to nothing. The wise he brings to nothing, because he is God. He is the only one who brings peace. He is the only one who brings the unity. He is the Prince of Peace. Think about it. The embodiment of that peace. That is why he wants us to bear that fruit. And he didn't leave us alone. That's the good thing about God. He did not leave us alone. He said the Comforter is there. Even when he left the Holy Spirit. Child of God, you cannot do anything without the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. I want us to look at a little bit about the word shalom. I know a lot of Jews are here, but correct me if I'm wrong, but because when I was doing my research, I realized that shalom is very, very, very important to the Christian to the Jew. When the Jew tells you shalom, it means wholeness. It means soundness of mind. It means good health. It means wellness. It means prosperity. It means absence of peace. Absence of trouble. Hallelujah. But there is no peace. I can tell you something. Jesus have to go to the cross. to get that peace for us so that you and I will not go through the pain of struggling to fight for that peace. Let's open our Bibles to Colossians 1. I'm reading from 19. He said, "For he, it pleased the Father that in him all the fullness should dwell, and by him to reconcile all things to himself, by him, whether things on earth or things in heaven, having made peace through the blood of his cross." Child of God, what price have you paid? He paid it with his blood. What price have you paid? He paid it and he just gave it to you and I, that we may have that peace. So if God wants us to bear that peace, when God wants us to unite together, God wants us to break that barrier of culture. God wants us to break that barrier. Because without that barrier, he said hostility. He broke, in his body, he broke that hostility. That separate, the war that separate us. That is the mission of Christ. Peace. Because he is the embodiment of that peace. He radiates the peace. Hallelujah. Today, I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what is bothering you. But I want to challenge you. The fruit of the Spirit that God wants us to bear is very important. As Pastor March have been preaching earlier, the previous weeks, very, very important in the life of the believer. Because one thing that I know, that the fruit of the Spirit, even witness, it witnesses to people. People can see your life and they'll tell, yes, what is different? I just want to know that. You are unique, you are different. Hallelujah. And it shows. I don't share when I go to work, they know I'm a Christian. I've made it clear that I'm a Christian. And so anybody who comes in to need therapy in that area, I'm the first person they call. This Friday, somebody from incarcerated, after he came back, they have to call me in. And suddenly this guy called me. And then when I go in, I call him and I put him inside the room and I started talking to him. He told me something. I was amazed. I said, "How did he?" He said he saw something different. I said, "What is different?" This man, was a pastor who has been accused wrongly. And he went to jail. They sent him to jail. So painful, I nearly cried. And he just said, "There is something different about you." When you began to speak to me, and I don't hold myself, I'll preach the gospel to you wherever I find myself. If the opportunity is, I'll just go ahead and preach. He said, "There is something different." He couldn't, when after sessions, he couldn't even go. He stood there for a while. And I prayed with him. I said, "God, take that pain away from this man." Because he just told me, he said, because of the accusation, I feel like revenge, fighting back. I said, no, you can't fight back. Let the Lord fight your battle. He is the Prince of Peace. Let him give you that peace. Hallelujah. Today, I just want to challenge you, as Pastor Mark take us through this series of messages. Pastor JD is also going to take us through. I just want you to listen to these messages and take it very seriously, because I believe God is doing something new in this place. I believe it with all my heart. You need to see God is bringing some uniqueness in this place that you have no idea. And whoever is listening to me on the internet, I want to invite you. If you have no place to worship, you can come to River Valley and your life will never be the same. Hallelujah. He is the Prince of Peace, child of God. He wants us to unite together. Hallelujah. This afternoon, I just don't want to take too much time. We're just going to hold hands. Whoever is standing by your side, I want you to rise up with me, somebody, and hold hands with somebody. If you feel like no, you don't have to go. Just if you, yes, like how they stand, you just hold somebody back. Yeah. We just want to pray. We just want to pray, God, that whatever you are doing in this place is so unique, is so splendid, is so awesome. Prophet Al-So, he said, God is digging the well. Child of God, the well has been dug so deep. And Olga came and said, don't lose the opportunity that is God is bringing in this place. Tonight we want to pray that the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit, that is peace, will overshadow this place in the name of Jesus. Ora sateria mo shatakaba. Iba baba ba shando mo kaya ba leonde mo saya. Iba baba baba ba shora ba kora ba sande. Ima mama mama shori ande mo sheta kabaya. Lori anda ma shori voka senda baba baya. In the name of Jesus, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father, you are the Prince of Peace, oh God. You are the Prince of Peace. You are the Prince of Peace, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Father, this morning, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, that you pour your Spirit, oh God, into the life, oh God, of everyone in this place, oh God. That, Lord, we will bear the fruit, oh God, of peace, oh God, the fruit of unity, oh God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we ask, oh God, Father, oh God, you will touch every heart, oh God, you will touch every heart, oh God, and you will transform, oh God, from the inside out, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that there will be that one body, oh God, in the name of Jesus, one mind, oh God, one spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that together in unity, in love, oh God, in oneness of mind, oh God, in oneness of purpose, oh God, the anointing, oh God, will descend, oh God, the anointing, oh God, will descend, oh God, in this place, in the name of Jesus, oh God, in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, Ikabo Shande Mama Mama Maya, Ilaba Shando Mosande Remekaya. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, O God, that in the name of Jesus, we call on you, O God, and you answer, O God, and you came to our rescue, O God. You came to our rescue. This morning, at the sound of my voice, I don't know what you are going through, but I know the Spirit of God is here. He said he came to your rescue when you call. This morning, if you can call on God, if you can call, you can seek His face, you can talk to God. God hears that simple prayer. God hears that prayer. That prayer, oh God, and He will come to your rescue, oh God. You are feeling uncomfortable. You are going through all kinds of anxiety. You are going through all kinds of restlessness, oh God. Your mind is unstable. You are confused. This morning, I speak the shalom into your life, the peace, oh God, the shalom, oh God, the shalom, oh God, the shalom, oh God. I speak it into your life in the name of Jesus. I speak wholeness. I speak wholeness. I speak wholeness into your life. I speak wholeness. I decree wholeness into your life. I speak good health into your life in the name of Jesus. I speak prosperity into your life in the name of Jesus. I speak good health into your life in the name of Jesus. I decree that your life will never be the same. Any confusion, any fear, any torment in your life in the name of Jesus. The Bible says He is the Prince of Peace. And so this day I speak and I decree that peace in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And finally, you may sit. I just want to finish my message. I haven't finished. You can sit down briefly. I was just following the leading of the Holy Spirit. There is so much God is doing in this place. Hallelujah. And so there are four principles that I want to share with you before I end. I'm just looking at the time. So I salute the man of God. I don't go way beyond that. Hallelujah. There are four principles that I want to share with you here that I think is very important. If we can write it down, it will be a blessing. Very, very important. Because I believe that every believer has the ability to bear that fruit. And like I said, every believer has the ability to bear all the fruit. As a matter of fact, God wants us to bear all the fruit, not some of it. Why? Because it's in there. It's singular. It's not plural. Check it. He wants us to bear all. But you cannot do it alone. Number one, there must be an abiding. Abiding means obedience. It means surrendering of yourself. And take God. Anything that makes you who you, take it out. Anything that makes you boastful. Anything that makes you prideful, it might be your business, it might be your status in life, let it go. Let loose of it and abide in His word. Abide in His commandments. The second point, there must be the leading of the Holy Spirit. It is the Holy Spirit that brings the fruit. So if you need the fruit, you need to go back to the basis. Hallelujah. Go and check with the Holy Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit lead you. Why? Bible said, they that are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. In other words, they will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. They will fulfill the fruit of the Spirit. They will bear the fruit of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Third point. There must be a communion. In other words, communication. Child of God, if you don't like praying, prayer is work. So if you don't have anywhere going, please cut some of the friends, cut some of the programs, cut some of the things that you think it might look important, but it's not important. Come to the presence of God. Join out with believers. On Wednesday church, prayer is here. Please, don't wait till the devil knocks at your door and then ask Pastor Mark, oh, Pastor Mark, I want you to pray for me. No. Come and seek the face of God. Don't wait. Don't wait. Be always hot, because when you are hot, I use this analogy. If you buy coffee and it's hot, and you think a fly can fly and just sit on the tip of the cup, you're lying. The fly will be burnt and die. You never see a hot cup, coffee, fly flying over it, right? The same way when you are hot, the devil doesn't mess around with you. Hallelujah. The devil doesn't mess around. Don't wait till the devil knocks at your door. Don't wait till you're going through the obstacles. And then you call Pastor Mark. Pastors get tired, I tell you. He's doing a wonderful job here. It's hard work. Don't wait. Come and commune with God. The more we commune with God, the more we are united. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. The more power to break any chain of darkness in this place. In the name of Jesus. And one secret that I want you to know, very important, before I give my last point. This church, I've not been here, but I can tell you, this church was built through prayer. Here. It was built through prayer. Don't forget the foundations. Don't. Because the foundation is what takes you. It takes you into the future. Don't forget the foundation. Prayer, very important. Communicating with God. And then therefore, there must be a watering. Every tree needs water. Every branch to stretch forth for the fruit to come up there needs watering. Watering through the word. How many of you know that the word waters? It refreshes the word of God. Not the word of man. Not what the doctor says. Not what you think is okay. The word of God. Let the word of God water you. Hallelujah. Now, if you can dwell on these four principles, I can tell you the fruit, you will bear those fruits of the Spirit in Jesus' mighty name. Let's rise up with God, let's rise up and I'll close with a short prayer. Father, we thank you so much, O God, for your word. We thank you, Father, O God, for your peace, which passes all understanding. We thank you, Father, O God, that you call us, O God, and you answer, and you came to our rescue. You came to our rescue. We came to our rescue, Father, O God. You came to our rescue, O God. And you gave us peace. Shalom, O God. You gave us wholeness. You gave us wholeness, O God. O Ramashando Sete Keriando. Child of God, don't live here without a touch of God. Let God minister to you. In the name of Jesus, for he is the Prince of Peace. He is the Prince of Peace. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, O God, for that healing, O God, for that breakthrough, O God, for that miracle, O God, for that grace, O God. For that favor, O God. For that fruit, O God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, O God. We bless you, O Lord. We honor you, O God. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Now I pray that the peace of God that passes all understanding rule your heart today rule your heart today, that you never leave here the same as you came, that you'll be transformed from the inside out. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Give the Lord a clap offering.